The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Do you reckon he's ready to go in that change room and hear Bear
I
Drill
don't know,
music?
But for 60 million, to hear what?
Bear Drill music.
Chef Man down and what's up and what?
Probably though. Bear. He's only 29, bro.
Yeah, but these men are at 17.
Nah, but also ain't got Bear Drillers in there.
They got young man, bro.
Right, he could be your son at 29.
He could be our son then.
What? Hey, love a man. Love a man.
You're on fire.
You're on fire.
He's on fire. You're on fire, bro.
Bro.
Wow.
No, Mika.
Mika.
Mika. So it's M-B-I.
Wait, are you being serious? You eat caterpillar?
Yeah, bro. Mika.
What do you mean? Why do you eat caterpillar?
Because it's good for the body, bro. Yeah. Good nutrients.
It's mad. I'm going to try it still.
I mean, like Lion King. I'm like Lion King stars. Timon and Pumbaa.
These niggas trying to be butterflies.
What, you eat caterpillar?
Yeah, Mika. I'll bring it for you next week. Banging.
Timon and Pumbaa ting. Remember?
Have some Mika, have some
food. Slimy, yet satisfying.
Like you watched it. Like, you got that tone.
Right. I'll be honest with you. How nice did the caterpillars look?
Oh, they look.
They look so fit.
I'm telling you, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, bro. It's good, man.
But what does it taste like?
Mika. Tastes like a bit like chicken.
Ah,
there's okay. No way caterpillar tastes like chicken.
Say that about everything though.
No, they say, yeah.
Frog tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
It's the texture.
It's
and
the
don't
texture.
Forget, we season chicken. If you went and ate a chicken plain.
Dead.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you season them.
Yeah, of course you have to season it. You have to season it, bro.
Yeah, bring some please.
I'm actually going to bring some next week still.
Make sure not spicy, please.
No. I'll bring that. I'll bring some dabba as well.
Congolese. It's the motherland, bro.
Yeah, no.
Bro. My name was Nyamin, yeah. We had to.
Nah.
We had to, bro.
I don't know what you use Nyamin, but yeah.
My mate actually said he put seasoning on a naan's.
What?
And ate it, yeah. Like, well,
I feel like he is the friend.
Yeah, 100%.
Saley!
This episode of Filthy is sponsored by Saley.
Saley is an eSIM service by the team behind NordVPN.
Get an eSIM with flexible data plans in 200 destinations. Don't lose connection when you need it most.
Just download the app and pick a data plan where your eSIM will activate automatically the moment you reach your destination.
Avoid sneaky roaming fees. Add new destinations to your existing Saley eSIM. No need to install new SIMs every time.
Download Saley in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on screen.
Saley.
Use code FILTHYFELLAS at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase.
Saley on the daily.
Oh, I think I've got a Korean singing.
The details are in the episode description box.
Boys, hey.
Another man that needs help. But he's back.
Come on, my brother.
And he's actually here to help us.
That's mad.
Somehow we've got Adam McCullough.
Give a round of applause, first of all.
Adam.
Come on, Adam.
Hey, I love Ad, yeah. I do love Ad. But you know what's so sick?
What?
Man United are below West Ham.
We're dead.
And Tottenham.
I was told we're not talking about Man United today.
No, that's where you come.
No, it is. That's why he's here.
We're talking about Man United. I need to leave.
That's what I'm saying. That's why he's here. Because he knows. He's seen the briefing. And like I said, how have we got Adam McCullough for our Arsenal intervention?
Is that what it is?
That's what this is.
Wow, really?
This is crazy.
They're second in the league.
You know what, Steve-O, you are my guy, and I have the same mentality as you, but the rest of these, man,
wow,
are idiots.
They've pressured us, bro. If you see the comments, if you see the, what things that people are saying.
They've been calling for it, the crowd,
People are saying, if Man United can have so many interventions, first of all, bring a credible Manchester United fan here. I thought I was bang out of order. I brought back Scribbs, they weren't happy. So we've got Adam McCullough.
Scribbs from United Road Podcast.
Come on, he came up with dreadlocks.
Different personality.
He's got dreads.
So Adam, also you wasn't too happy about the Paul Scholes abuse.
Yeah, who said that, man?
That was Dale Elliott.
The comedian, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's why you can't take it too serious. You know
he's
what
left
mean?
The country now.
Bro, that was wild. Scholes is a system player.
Yeah.
Thought they said that, but they also, those same people say Fergie didn't have a system, which is mad. But
no, so how the could system is like, try your hardest.
That's not a system.
That is it, man.
But that's normal in football.
Yeah, that's every system.
No, can I say something? Can I say something? Let me, you know what it is? You are not wrong. And I think what happens is, turn your phone off, finish the chicken, Lord have mercy. It's the right message. It's the right message, wrong messenger. Because he's right. And I believe.
Why am I the wrong messenger?
You're eating chicken,
isn't it?
I'm saying you're right. But you're just the wrong messenger because your phone's on. Oh, you're eating chicken, spitting it all on the mic. Right. I'm saying, I love you. And you're right. I think Fergie, of course he had tactics and he knew when to drop a man, put a man, like he mastered the art of managing, right?
Managing, yeah.
But he definitely was an extra 20%. Whether it's like what he said, go on, and when he says it meant something, or the fear that a lot of the squad, the nucleus, had them from when they were like 10 years old. So they literally, to this day now, they won't drink a drink in front of him. So it's like, there's so many things that I do think it wasn't tactical in the sense of all of that. Rather, it was more, this geezer was just the ultimate man manager, but more than that, it's not just man management, because he upset a lot of people. And if he didn't like you, he didn't like you, innit? So it's not just that, he upset people. It's more of just, he just run the roost, isn't it?
Tactics-wise, he was closer to Ancelotti than a Pep.
Yeah.
In how he was tactactically, but he still had tactics. But
yeah, of course.
I just thought it was wild to call Scholes a system player, especially when comparing him to Kevin De Bruyne, who for me is the ultimate system player. Just spams balls into the back post.
This is abuse. This is abuse.
Let him go.
Let him land.
Spams him to the back post. His passes are all the same. He's based off City's system. They overload the box and he just whips balls into the box. Scholes didn't have to do that. And Scholes changed so many times. He was a player just after striker. Anything like 0-1 to 0-2 and all that.
Scored
loads of goals when he needed. What?
I think if you're going to call Scholesy, or De Bruyne system players, it's because the system's built around their abilities. Yeah. You understand? So it's like, it's a different kind of drip when it comes to the...
Hang about.
Scholes
hang
was
about.
A system, though. What? Scholes was the system.
Brother. No. Hey, Loons, think about it, right? So if he's a system player, but for 5 years he played up there, the next five he played there, then the next five he played there. What was the system? Because it seems like he just plays.
I don't know, man. Okay. It's the time of football.
That's the answer there.
I don't know, no. Just like I said, try hard. But now I'm going to give you some facts, yeah? His last six seasons, yeah? Dookie played like 25 games in the Prem every season. Like he's not, the system wasn't built around him. It weren't built around him. United could have won the league without him at any time. Mm. At any time. I'm not mincing my words. At any time, Manchester United could have won that league. Look, none of you lot, it's not too far out there. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not too far out there.
We had someone here sat right there next to you. He was all cuddling him up in that harassment. Yeah. And he literally told you.
Oh, harassment. My God. Oh.
You got a Seahawk hat, you
JJ.
Know.
JJ.
You got a Seahawk hat, you know. Oh. Yeah.
But he was sitting there. JJ was sitting there.
Seahawk.
JJ was
Seattle Seahawks.
I don't laugh, brother.
Sorry.
Let me land. And he said, bro, as a player that played against Scholes, trained with Scholes. He gave you the breakdown. And now you're sitting there
he
next
said Gerard
week.
Was better.
Because they're all amazing, he said.
Yeah, but he said Gerard was
you're
better.
Just talking like a Twitter guy now. That he said they're all amazing. They are. They're all sick.
Yeah.
They're all sick.
I'm not saying he's not a good player, bro. I'm not saying Paul Scholes isn't a good player, bro.
But you're saying he's a system player. He's nowhere
no, he's just saying Man United wouldn't miss him.
Yeah, Man United wouldn't miss him.
So one of the things that Manchester United were famous for, yeah, were when we dropped behind in games,
yes.
We managed to control the tempo, dictate it, and make sure that we get back into the games.
What?
He was the main
He told you that last week, bro.
Let him speak.
What are you saying what for? You let him
I
speak.
I am speaking.
It's true what you're saying, though.
But he's like, he was part of that just dictated, that just sat there, in the centre circle and let people run.
I'm done that spamming, ping, ping.
We weren't spamming.
All right, so is that the time? Are you talking about it when, like, control? I must you have missed this whole stage when Man United used to control games and that. All I know, they go behind and it's attack, 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 attack. That's what your fans, that's what you used to do.
Yeah, but how did
push
you
push it wide,
that?
Wingers run, whip it into the box and just keep on doing it. Overlapping fullbacks. That's how Man United plays.
Isn't there many ways to control a game, though?
Bro, controlling it. When we talk about control, what are you thinking of? I'm talking about Arsene Wenger. I'm talking about Pep Guardiola. I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? That's control.
So you've never seen Scholes do that at United?
No.
Nah, Scholes was the main man.
No.
2-0 up as well. He just picked the
Man
ball
United
up on the edge.
Not a 60% team, man.
Everything goes through him.
You know what, boys? As much as I'm happy that the heat is off Arsenal.
Isn't it?
Right now, thank you for that, Adam, keeping us out of the...
Just for a little bit.
It is about us today. Wick, you are the only gooner that's not up front right now. But that's because we trust you.
I don't think you should even trust me.
Survive amongst the Wolves.
Hmm.
You understand?
You shouldn't trust me.
Because you know
me,
what it is? You're sitting next to a champion. Yeah. Finalist.
Did you come here on your bike?
West Ham's above the finalist.
No. Light years ahead of you.
You understand? So not everyone, I say that to say this. I don't think we could, not anyone could get onto us right now. You understand?
Why not?
You get me?
But we will.
Right now, you will. We're going to... I'm just saying that, innit? I'm for the crowd because they're pussios. Yeah? They've been complaining about me. I'm going to... For the sake of the show...
You do need an intervention.
I'm going to allow the intervention to go on.
I've got a lot to
but
say.
But you could... Who's I'm not going to play my voice note that I put in the group chat because I'll get nicked. I did not want this episode to... I said, what?
Hey, Lippy, talk us through the vest.
You know what? I said, you know what? I made two changes today. I removed two things. My beard and my sleeves.
Yeah. He's looking clean, isn't it?
Yeah, younger, isn't it?
This is a 1975 box of treatment. I will fight, man, in here. I'm dressed how I feel.
Red stripe. Get him a red stripe.
I'm dressed like, yeah, Dragon Stout, something. Hey, yeah.
Somebody.
Oh. All jokes aside, it's been another season of if, buts, and maybes, and
excuses.
I'm ready to go.
Excuses?
You're going to get your turn.
You got a lot to say.
All right, so I got to be honest. One thing that I remember Steve-O speaking about is the discipline or lack of discipline at Arsenal. We got 6 red cards in the Premier League for Arsenal this season. Sounds a little bit like Wenger. 21 points lost from winning positions this season also. We'll start off with the red cards and lack of discipline. Steve-O.
I feel like I'm probably going to use... This is my last week, I'm going to say...
Do you remember when I said?
Oh, whatever.
Now, let him go.
Set us up to hear us.
You kicked him.
Do you know what? He said something to get a reaction. Look at the smirk. Look at the smirk.
He set us up to hear us.
Look at the smirk. Tell him.
Because I swear to God. I swear to God, bro. Like, when I was saying it, like, I wasn't even trolling. Like, when I say it, I'm talking from years of experience watching football, knowing that if you don't get a hold of your team, later on in the season, we always know later on in the season, that discipline, those suspensions are going to catch up with you. And I remember saying it, and at the time, it was the take on it that we had was, oh, they're showing aggression. It reminds me of the old Wenger team and stuff like that. If you win the league, maybe we say, yeah. But now there's a chance you might not even finish second. And I think the whole of Arsenal, for me, the fans, the club, I don't want to say it's delusional. It's not that. But I feel there is a level you need of realization that needs to come into the club from the fan base and from everyone when shit ain't going right. So when, as I say, Skelly and these people all getting sent off starts of the season, like, I think if you lot come out and stop defending them and like pulling the wool over your eyes, stuff would be a lot better. Would have been lot better, man.
I see where you're coming from, but I remember at the start when Arteta first came, discipline was his problem. People were getting sent off left, right and centre. So there was a lack of discipline that I think has been implemented from day one. But I don't think it's because like these are bad. I just think they're very passionate. I think he's a very passionate manager. And when you have that level of passion and you're able to maybe make the players replicate that same passion, there's going to be moments on the field where you don't think and, you know, you get more excited than you should.
Let me ask you this, because I was just speaking to my dad, as you know, when I walked in. So my dad said, not many people like Arteta. And he went, I don't really know why. Like, and we was going through it. Like, he comes across as a bit of an arsehole when he's doing interviews and whatnot. And it might just be he's doing the old Mourinho thing. I take the pressure. I be the arsehole. I do that. You know what I mean? So I think it is that because he seems like a lot of people like him as well. So
very difficult to do that with the fan base they got though.
But I think he is a little bit... sorry. Wow. But
no, that's mad. Sorry,
that was crazy.
That was pretending to happen, Greg. But I do think there is a little bit of petulance with him that I think is filtering down to your team.
And what you're saying about petulance, obviously, the early red cards were kicking the ball away.
Oh, yeah, they were.
And just little things like that, which are little time wasting tactics. You know, you've played the game, but
they called
also,
it the dark arts at the time.
Yeah,
you supported it.
It is the dark arts. You know, you've
if
played
you do
the
it
game.
Right.
Yeah. But wait. But do you remember my tweet when I said, Skelly, I watched him like two games in, brilliant player. And I stand on it, cold, one of the coldest. Mm-hmm. But he is a liability.
Whoa.
Like in the terms of he's young.
Two games in. That's when he got sent off again.
No, he didn't get sent off, bro. He didn't get sent off yet. And then I keep on retweeting it when he got sent off. And then someone said, and then someone said one of his red cards got rescinded. But I'm saying he was still off the pitch at that time. Do you see what I'm saying? So even though it got rescinded,
he probably speaks to what you're saying because he has a little rep.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
I think part of being an Arsenal fan, being an Arsenal player, anything to do with Arsenal, you have to embrace not being liked in it.
Yes.
You understand? And I think Arteta, a couple players right now, they don't deal with that in the best way. You understand? I think Miles is one of the better players at dealing with that. I think, if anything, he might have adopted the villain thing a little bit too much, and that's where the liability thing might have come into play.
You see, my thing is this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I agree with everything you're saying. People just don't like Arsenal. I've come to that conclusion. The reason why I will say this is some of the red cards we've actually received, a lot of other teams have done the same thing. They haven't kept the same energy. You can all you want. I don't give
a damn. Let me interject.
Especially between him and God.
This is the mentality of an Arsenal fan. And I'm an Arsenal fan myself. But I can accept this. Yeah? It will be analogy time. Yeah? A man will get nicked for robbing a bank. Man definitely robbed a bank. Yeah? Man's upset that a next man never got nicked for robbing a bank. But we robbed the bank. So it's like, I get it that he should have the same punishment as us. But we still done what we done. So it's like, I hear it. Sometimes I think, because for me, the beginning of the season, the beginning of the seasons with the kicking the ball away, I think that was so stupid.
It was.
Especially Declan Rice. I think it was just, you know, what's going on? You're on a yellow. Think about it. Same as Trossard at City. Just think about it.
That's what. But you see, like, you see the league after everything that handled, and you're saying everyone else has done it after the fact. You Arsenal fans were complaining about this is light. You shouldn't be getting sent off for this. The league took note and said, okay, we hear you. Okay. Unless it's a blatant bit of petulance.
I hear you, bro.
You lot had to do it for the league to say, all right, that might be a bit heavy. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying?
Nah, that's a mad thing, though.
But that's how life works. That's how you live and you learn.
The league are also moving stupid. I saw something like a few weeks ago. No, it wasn't a few weeks ago. It was a time we played City and he's done the Haaland celebration. People are moving like it was the worst thing that was possibly done. They all want to go to the FA and talk about, we can't do other people's celebrations. What the heck is that about, bro? What the hell? That's football, bro.
To go against your point, the Declan Rice red card, I don't know. Because I start thinking about the dark arts thing that Steve-O said. And I'm like, If it's an isolated situation in a game, you might go, Declan Rice, fair enough. But it was dark arts that them man were doing, bro. And because they were, doing dark arts, certain games have a certain tone and a feel. And there's people that are contributing to that. And if it's a part where man are getting sent off for things like that, I'm sorry, Lippy, I'm sorry, everybody, Arsenal are contributing to that mood. And that is set by the gaffer. So if we're getting them red cards at the start, yeah, there's only one person to blame. It's the gaffer. There's no point pointing at the FA, this, that, and the third. Because you know what? I heard Lowski say this on a podcast. It's not happening to everybody. It's not, bro. It's not like it's happening to everybody.
Hello. Right.
Steve-O,
this is
an
intervention. All you lot have done is make the same excuses you've done all season. You lot are supposed to listen and listen to what we've got to say. This is an intervention. I've never seen the guy that's on drugs go in and say, wow, the guy gave me it. And then you're meant to shush and the family say, look, boys, yeah, all that you just spoke there, chill out.
Out of curiosity, what was I saying to back?
He was just moaning.
Oh no,
he was moaning. I'm saying him. I was trying to get in, and you pulled me and said, "Can I say something?" So I'm just going on from.
I was moaning. So go through then, Steve-O. As the intervention,
the timing was mad.
People don't like us.
Yeah, no, right. No problem.
They don't like us. Would you do this?
All right, cool.
Arsenal wanna be Dark Arts FC, yeah, but they got too much of a victim mentality.
Now, I'm sorry. Also, I got a clap.
Adam.
I know this is madman. Them
hurt, isn't it? That hurt.
Let me explain what's going on.
If you explain yourself, they're gonna say you're a victim. I say like a victim.
Also, you know where the emotionalness of the team comes from. The manager's way too emotional. Yeah, he wants to be like again Dark Arts, but is a victim.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
He's standing on the sidelines, winding the crowd. Every time something happens, you're all going like this to the crowd.
Yes, man.
It's emotional. It's whether crazy. You win or lose, you get too emotional both ways. Mm. And the fans buy into it. The players are buying into it.
Feeds
comes
through.
From the manager, bro. Feeds you're a through. Picture of your manager?
I don't know,
and that's
man.
Exactly what you said.
I like that.
There you
I
just are, man.
Being a gooner back in the day, that was a rude boy thing, you get me? Man, I'd night. It's just like, no, like. You're seeing some Swedish youths.
Gentrified, man. Yeah, the club's been gentrified.
We got Sweden.
Oh, yeah, the youth.
Yeah.
What are you?
Poet Sun, support us now. That's what's wrong. But then, all jokes aside. But all jokes aside, I just think this whole, like, we're not ready to be Dark Arts yet.
We got
Odegaard. That's Harry Potter. That's not Dark Arts.
You can be Dark Arts with Xhaka. You can't be Dark Arts like, with like...
If we want to be with Odegaard though, you can.
With Odegaard?
Because he's not the guy for the Dark Arts. You always have someone special.
But he's your captain.
That's a decision made, but it's just like what Adam's saying. It falls back onto your gaffer. Your gaffer's not cool, calm and collective. When you were Dark Arts FC, Wenger was kind of... He couldn't ruffle his feathers, really. Man, just standing.
Yes, you could.
Only once, twice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Mourinho and Fergie. That's no. Once or twice the top
Pardew.
Guys, like. But it's minimal times. You get what I'm saying? You see Arteta?
Yeah, every
it's
time.
Like, he's got a mic in his face. And they're like, so the league, and he's storming off.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, it's great.
This
it's
is
crazy.
Business, bro. What are you doing? Like,
like Arteta is how he is, innit? Yeah, facts. He's not going to change. Wenger was how he was, innit? And for me, you get players that will replace what the manager's missing. So Wenger was a bit calm, a bit collected. Mm, he had Vieira in there, Martin Keown, right? You understand? Yeah. So I just think right now, again, with Odegaard, Draco Malfoy, he was a bad boy. But he got moved to at the end. Because his dad was the one that was on real Drake badness. I don't know.
Ups. Yeah. Ups, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So he was in Slytherin, but he weren't really. You understand?
All right, can I show you the other side of this, though? Mm. From what I can remember, before Arteta gets involved, Arsenal are a bit soft. People can bully you.
No kahunas.
Yeah, remember, no kahunas, Troy Deeney, we were a bit soft. One thing I will say, although I'm not a massive fan of all of these red cards and dark arts, Arteta has made us a lot tougher. Yeah. We're a bit more physical and you ain't just about to bully us. So maybe this is part of the package as well, though. You can't have one without the other. Facts. So if we're going to be a bit of a more of aggressive side, then this is what you're going to have to... This is the learning process and what you get as part of the package
as well.
But two
things can be right at the same time. In terms of a lot, like what 50%? Three of these red cards ain't for like... bone crushing tackles or last minute. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Three of these are for stupidness.
It's silly decisions,
let's have it right. So it's dark blue arts. it's not really dark arts. It's like
it's navy arts.
Like it's doing it at the wrong time.
This is a quick question answered, and I continue. So have Arsenal improved since last year?
No.
Okay. Right.
No.
In certain areas, yes. In some areas, no.
Okay. So what I would say next is...
They're more suited to Europe than the Prem now.
Do the things that they messed up this year, the dark arts and just little slithering, sly things, do you think that they get better at that and it helps them push next season?
We'll talk about right now 21 points lost from a winning position this season. That is a bit of a worrying sign for a team that wants to win a Premier League. One thing you would usually see is the reverse of that. Maybe from a losing position, we go on to win games and essentially we don't. Why is that happening? Lippy, be honest right now. How do we change that for next season?
I just think we need some more tough guys, man. I know they're saying we already do too much, but a little bit, because you know it is. I don't think there's been champions of any league that ain't got a little bit of nastiness about them. A little bit of like that City team, like they were horrible to play against. Liverpool, the other weekend we played them, it wasn't a nice experience, you understand? And I think we show a bit too much respect. And then when we don't, that's the issue, innit? It's like we just lose discipline and kind of everything goes out the window.
Do you think, I see a game recent that they had five, I include your centre back, you're playing left side centre back now in this, right? But they had five, because he's played left back, but they had five left backs on the pitch. I think me and you spoke about this.
Laughing about it, man.
Like, that's crazy. So what I'm saying, if you're ending a game, I can't remember what game it was, but you was trying to win this game,
and
right?
And you throw it on Dinchenko. Oh, might have been.
You had five left backs on the pitch.
They've gone from being an attacking team to being a defensive team. It's like everyone compares Arteta to Pep, but I'm not saying this to troll, but realistically, he's closer to Moyes now.
Oh, shit.
With his style of play. Bro, set-piece football, playing very defensive. He's tried to like tighten up from being an attacking team, but he's gone too far
way. Yeah, yeah,
and you're still conceding goals.
He ain't got no risk.
So this is my point.
He's got no style either. Yeah, like, there's no risk. He's very flexible.
We actually just need an attacker. I don't feel like...
That's what I think it is.
I don't think the points are really... It's not really clear, but it's clear in a sense. And I'll tell you this. There's only so much you can defend for, bro.
Mm, our defense is actually like,
if we're talking about a back four, I think we actually have a solid back four.
You have a solid
defense. The problem
team.
Is attacking, we're not taking our chances. So it's basically attack versus defense.
Yeah.
Because we know we're gonna defend well, but there's only so much we can defend for.
And you're gonna midfield well as well.
But our
quote unquote midfielding well is still almost defensive, bro.
So
we're really hard to break down. But it's just past the six, bro. It's
your issues come back to last summer then, because you like needed attackers and he spent. I think he's worse. Older defenders, because he took control rather than Eddie.
Yeah, but even now, look, everyone says it. You say it. We need an attacker. You're a Man United fan. West Ham, Liverpool. I know you lot need an attacker. Yeah, Arteta buys a six.
Pause. I'm not even gonna let you do that, because it's not only an attacker we needed. We also needed a number six. So therefore,
did you need another left back?
Do you know?
do you?
Well, we didn't need Declan Rice.
Hold on.
No, listen. I don't mean Declan Rice. I'm not talking Declan Rice.
You're talking about Marino.
No.
Zubimendi.
Zubimendi.
But Partey and Jorginho.
You need right now.
Close this rubbish case. If Partey and Jorginho are apparently leaving, who's going to play there?
My boy, I think you need to fix the bigger problem before you fix a problem that hasn't happened yet. You don't know you need.
We have a problem.
That's crazy.
You spent 750.
You could be right. Go, two players go. You need a striker.
But look, they spent 750 million and he's bought one striker.
So look, all I'll say is just to double down on John Wick's point, it's definitely we need an attacker. I don't believe, even me shopping for a jacket yesterday wasn't as easy as you're saying. It's just because you want something doesn't mean you can throw money down and
it's
get it.
It's not about throwing money.
I'm saying to you, if I need five things, and I need five things, whatever one I get first, I get first. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to say I'm not going to get that because I need that.
You know what
I
mean?
But going back to the striker situation, I don't necessarily think it's as simple as it being anyone's fault. I just think Arteta is very meticulous. There is something that he wants and he won't get the second rate of that. He
Steve,
wants what he
into
wants.
Step into this intervention because we're just hearing their grievances. Yeah,
no, that's it. No, I'm not. I'm not on what quiet's on.
We're just hearing their grievances.
I hear what you lot are saying, innit?
So 21 points lost from a winning position to me is a lack of attacking options, and it's not just because of a lack of signings. We'll see in a bit as well. When you lose players for 3-4 months, that's attacking options.
Yeah, every team does.
Signings
every team
again.
Obviously, we have had a little bit of a couple sick notes this year. You get me?
A little bit.
Nah, let me just.
Brother, the Brazilian. Go on.
Nah,
let's go.
What were you going to say?
The Brazilian, this Jesus guy, he's just doing boom cha cha, boom cha cha every single time he plays. He don't play more than 10 games. That man is doing boom cha cha, boom cha cha, boom cha cha, boom cha cha. It's a Brazilian thing, bro. These men spend more time injured than they do kicking ball, and he's still here. What is he doing here, bro?
So in September, Odegaard got injured. He missed 15 games. Saka got injured in December. He missed 23 games.
Is that league or everything?
Everything. Then you've got Gabriel there, injured on the 2nd of April. Missed 12 games. Kai Havertz, injured 11th of Feb. 18 games. Calafiori, 26 games. Jesus, 20. Ben White, 20. I'm saying, look, I hear you when you say, oh my Lord, everyone gets injuries, but we have to make, it's got to be clear, this is a very unique situation.
Research. Go and find how much other teams have lost.
I will. But quickly, sorry, because this is the intervention, yeah? But let's just have this right. Like, I'll fall back to one thing Steve-O said about a Klopp team, yeah? You get 3 seasons out of them. He says, and then everyone starts to break down. That's what he did say. He's defo said that, yeah? This is your 3rd season. He's got these players. He's ran them into the ground. Now, he's ran them into the ground. What more do you want? Saka never gets subbed. We all know that.
Yeah.
He never gets subbed.
Gets subbed on the 88th minute. I don't even think man need to even go that far into it because this is my thing, yeah? Any injury I see there, that's before the 31st of Jan, we could have sorted it, but we didn't. So I'm seeing Jesus during the window. Nothing happened. Yeah? Saka, just before the window, nothing happened. Odegaard, kind of early in the season, but you know you've got one of your better players is a quote-unquote broken man. Sort it out. You understand? Tomiyasu, Havertz, you could say unlucky just after the window closes, but in the window, you could have done something.
We come down to the summer as well, though, because you know Jesus has made a biscuits.
Yep.
Like, you know he's going to break down.
Weetabix.
Steve-O, it's them and Tottenham and Man U, so yeah.
And wow. Yeah, we had injuries, man.
Bro, how can it not?
More for the last few years. Season, we had loads as well.
Take your Arsenal bias off for 1 second and look at that. That is some monumental injuries right there.
One second, Loons,
just let me finish and then you can say all you want, Giza.
Well, don't say
and
that.
Also, and also, it's to key players. We're not losing. It's not injuries to fringe players. You're taking a look at Kai Havertz, that was our main striker along with Gabriel Jesus. Now we've got no strikers for half of the season. You're taking a look at Saka for 23 games. Odegaard for 15 games as our captain. These are not like minor injuries. Is it easy to sort out transfers within January when you can't account for this?
It just seems, just reminded me of it. I know it's not on injuries, but he seems a bit lost. He bought Havertz as kind of like a midfielder. Then he became a striker. Declan Rice has become almost a number 8. Number 6, he doesn't know where he sees him.
Like,
you can adapt though.
You can adapt, but,
yeah,
but like, it's constantly like he's changing.
Would you say that's bad business then? Buying these players in the wrong positions?
Yeah, because then you're buying them and then you're changing what you believe they are.
I'm could it also it. Be this Adam Okola though? You know football, like every footballer you buy now has to be able to play three positions anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you could buy him for that position, but because you've accommodating during the game, in the duration of the game, he's going to be in that position anyway. You think to yourself, why not start him there and make him go to the other position throughout the game? So maybe Kai Havertz would have started as a number eight, gone into the striker role.
He wants, like if you buy Havertz and it was a big risk because we knew it was really not that good for Chelsea. You bring him in for big money. Seemed like a vanity signing, like he was going, well, them man can't use him, but watch this. I'll show you how to use him. You bring him in, he's a midfielder now, he's a attacker. So what did you bring him in for?
Like to replace Xhaka initially.
Exactly. So how is he now? Jesus is replaced. Now, I know Jesus is always injured, but he doesn't really seem to know.
I think Arsenal's just do bad business, period, bro.
At the end of the second season, we finished 2 points behind Manchester City with Kai Havertz up front. So I understand where you're coming from, but when you take a look at, it's not like he used it in another position and it was rubbish. It was effective. So then you go, that's good management, no?
But then if you're going to use Havertz as your striker, you could have bought someone else.
Poe, and there's another, look, this is another part of this intervention that I'm just going to try and just get into your head and get into Arsenal fans' head. So when you say, and you use it as a plus, as a scoring point, that we finished 2 points behind City, the next season showed us that the City you finished 2 points behind was a fading City. So it looks like you're close to the champions, but it was a real fading City, which showed 3 months later, they're not winning games.
How many points did that City side get?
I'm just saying.
It's what Arnie Slot's doing that makes Arteta look real bad.
But
that's what makes him look bad.
Okay, so 10 games since losing to West Ham. 10 games since losing to West Ham. Arsenal have lost one game, drawn six, and won three.
Did that in a mad order.
Yeah, man, can you do that again, please?
It's a crazy order.
I say 10 games. What the hell? Can I do it again?
Ah, cool. So 10 games since we lost to Steve O's boys, West Ham. We've won three games, lost one. We've drawn the rest of them, six draws. That is one win in the last six. We're somehow still second.
And the league's dead.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's one of them ones, isn't it? I think it's, you hear both sides of the argument when you see our league position, isn't it? That we are hard to play against. We have a standard. Mm-hmm. But when we came into this season, we came into this year challenging for the league.
Brother, we do it every year,
we're now fighting.
I'm so sorry, bro. It's we bad. Do it every year, bro. I'm so sorry. Every year, you're going to hear Arsenal fans, yeah, we're going to win the league. Oh, yeah, we played against Liverpool. We're going to win the league. Oh, we're the only team to beat Liverpool. We're going to win the league. We do shit, bro. All we do is talk.
He's got to be the worst Arsenal fan ever.
I am.
I'm
just realistic with life,
no,
bro.
You're not realistic.
Other day in the group chat. Yeah, I said the I'm not gonna lie, but you know, though.
Do you know,
bro. Do you know, how do you feel right now being a Man United fan? This have been feeling for
don't?
Years.
No, what are you talking man? About, bro?
You don't know how it feels to be in a European final, bro.
Yeah.
Oh. That's an Arsenal fan for you. Let's give him it. Yeah, give him it.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp.
Our mental health is incredibly important, and while awareness around it is growing, there is still much progress to be made.
Many people feel uncomfortable talking about mental health concerns due to the fear of judgment.
The hesitation to seek help can affect not just individuals, but also their families, workplaces, and communities.
I mean, Lippy, you know, I genuinely believed Arsenal were going to win the Champions League. I remember phoning you and telling you we're going to win the Champions League, and then That wonderful night in Paris when it didn't happen, I needed someone to reach out.
100%. That was a green flag.
That was.
Checking on your mates, watching the game.
It's time to break the stigma and prioritize our well-being, because the world is a better place when people have healthy, happy minds.
As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/filthy.
That's betterhelp.com/filthy. We're better with help. We're in the I'm going to say this to defend us a little bit. A little bit. What do you mean, of course? But it's not it. All right, cool.
So it's been defense.
Okay, all right, all right.
It has,
all right.
It has.
Okay, then. Okay, all right, then. I wasn't even going to do this, yeah? Champion, big up yourself.
Wait.
Oh, all right, cool, wicked.
Worst glasses ever.
Guna with us. 16th, 14th. And you're here chatting to man.
It's intervention. It's intervention.
No, let me just stand.
No, we're not doing that.
Intervention, bro.
Hey.
You need help.
I hear it,
but it's, what you have to understand, yeah, and this is the, maybe you might see it as an excuse. We're not United, we're not Chelsea, we're not City. We're doing this off the back of worse than this. I'm not saying we should be happy about what's going on, but we're not going to be as upset as you lot want us to be. And on two seconds.
That's
and,
fact.
And not as upset as some fans are. Wickers is one of them fans.
Yeah, he's mad.
He's defeated. And I hear it. It makes sense.
He's mad.
But at the same time, I think it's a little bit of balance because you could be a straight out and out emotional football fan. You can think with your football brain.
But how come? How can you like run Arsene Wenger out of town for doing exactly this?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yes,
for
you
doing
did.
This. No. Getting top four, winning nothing.
Getting top four. This is
all you're doing, though. You're getting top four. You won one FA Cup. Top four.
Hold on.
And the football was better under Wenger, and you ran him out of town.
Wenger's last season, fifth. Yeah, he got fifth. He bought Lacazette. Yeah, that guy. yeah. Didn't do well. My hairline. Aubameyang in Jan, yeah. Mkhitaryan with him, yeah? Saw it was a mess, dipped.
But you see the difference between Wenger and Arteta?
What's the difference?
Wenger can bring in footballers, bro.
Do you know somebody? He can, but at the same time...
He brings in name brand footballers who have done bits and bobs to try...
Overmars days.
Do you know who else he can bring in?
Javid.
Some man that we've never seen before.
Yeah, no. Sonogo's. He's done that.
Sonogo.
Yeah. He's brought in some gazy men still.
It's a bit we need balance. Don't get it twisted. I think Arteta needs a bit of that. Go buy a stranger, man.
Those days are done.
No. There's a youth in Africa right now. Are you seeing them South African youth?
They're doing bear tricks.
Brother, bring me one of them, bro.
Kudus was there 4 years ago.
There you go. I just think, rather than... There's a boy in the village right now that would have done better than Hoyland. You thought I was going to go for my
Shit.
So yeah, so there was actually a boy in the village.
What village?
I don't know, but...
Georgia.
There was a boy that was in a village in Georgia and our scout said, you know what? You're not it. You know what he did the other day? Squared it to flipping Dembele, 1-0 at the Emirates. They're in the Champions League final. And that's what is missing.
The moral of the story is, if you see a winger killing it, playing football uphill... Scouting.
I think it's a joke.
On stones.
If he's not making goats, not making goats, four legs, big drip.
I have to say something that Jamie Carragher said yesterday, and I have him right. He said his Liverpool side was one of the best Liverpool sides. That, you know, he had the likes of Xabi Alonso there, Mascherano there, Fernando Torres. They lost out to a Chelsea side that Dan will remember with Jose Mourinho coming in with millions. They lost out to an Arsenal side of the Invincibles. They lost out to the Sir Alex Ferguson.
Team, yeah.
And he said, today, nobody cares. You didn't win the league. That's all people say to him. You didn't win the league. And I just look at this Arteta team, and yes, we lost to the treble winning side and we lost to this and we've lost to that. But I just feel like next season, if nothing happens, it's just going to be, who cares, bro? You didn't win the league 10 years from now.
Does Carragher think we care? Without all them excuses. He thinks that. Big old Carragher though, man.
But you're going to get judged by that though. Are you a big club or not? You're going to get judged by whether you win the league or not.
That Liverpool team, no one don't think, like, if you want to say we're in a similar position to them, yeah, no one rates them.
They won the Champions League, though, bro.
No, we won
Champions
League.
What the hell's going on?
They won the champs. No,
you need an uncle to come and sub.
No.
You can't tell me. I know Arsenal.
Security.
I know Arsenal. Security. And you're not hearing me talk. Security.
I can't meet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Me. Yeah. You don't need me, bro.
All right, can I say something? He should be in there. Brother, you ain't are doing it right. You ain't, no. He's just making excuses. Bro, I was like, get him on there. He's got facts.
Is there intervention here?
I want to say.
Has there been an intervention?
I kind of hear him, but the timing. Why you can't shoot from there, bro?
Bro,
you got a
there's no intervention happening.
I've been trying to. I've been getting caught up with that.
Yeah. Is this an intervention or not?
Exactly. What do you want to say? Give him the mic. Give him the mic. Give him the mic.
Have you, man, heard anything that's making you think about your club a bit differently?
No. Not at all. They're not saying the same things.
So has anything happened?
I tried to tell him Arteta's
morning,
bro.
He tried to talk and you rubbished about the room.
You asked us, have we heard anything about our club that's made us think different? Do you know who answered? Loons and Steve-O. Fuck off, man. Go sit over
there,
man.
So wait. Hold on.
This is it. Yellow.
This guy's the only one talking up the things and then you all laughed at him.
What are you talking about?
Am I lying?
Do you know what it is?
It's cool.
You're the fans I'm talking about. Because you see, when you talk about actual football, when it comes to Arsenal, it's not going to be that bad. You have to leave the pitch to start talking this nonsense. So let's leave the pitch.
Hold on. You're not going to do this, bro. We're in the pub.
Arsenal fans, get off for 5 minutes and let us do our thing.
Go on.
5 minutes. Give us five. Where you going? No, Lou, stay there, bro. You're sitting at the head of the table, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, Dan's there.
Thank you.
Right, boys.
Finally.
Right, what are we talking about?
Arsenal, bro. The intervention of Arsenal.
Right.
Hi, Dan.
Look at this.
Right.
Wait, hold on. I know that guy.
Right. Back in the room.
Arsenal Football Club, what a shambles.
Honestly, go for it.
I'm really disappointed in them as a team because they've been fooling us with this. We're getting closer.
And we're getting spaghetti in it.
Further. It's over. And now it's over. Saliba's going to go. The band's going to break up. It's done.
The band's going to break up.
In
2040. We've seen it. You've seen it. Noel Gallagher.
We've seen it with Tottenham. You get close, and then Justin Timberlake goes bang. It's snakes and ladders. Just because you're close doesn't mean you stay there, you hit the ladder, and you're back.
Let's talk serious here, right? Because you made some good points there, and that is the close. Then you go, because you start, because as you're getting close, the players that are thinking they're getting close, that sees, they start noticing, we're not getting close. They then lose that little bit of drive that they was using. It all starts.
This guy's been fending off offers from Madrid for 2 years.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That guy's been.
Trent's won everything at Liverpool and he wanted to go Madrid. Saliba's going to be there like that.
Let's talk about the injuries because we've seen this, yeah? No one wants to have the truth. They don't want to talk about truth. Man, them again injured in warm weather training in Dubai. What level of training is happening that you're breaking man up? And then after, then we're seeing something. Then we're saying the real things now. I seen Wanyeri, yeah? And don't get twisted, I'm on a RICO charge, innit? So people don't want to listen to me, yeah? But Wanyeri was available in that Champions League game, was he not?
Yep.
They waited. Odegaard, yeah? They talk about, we don't know who's coming through, this, that, and the other. They knew they had Skelly. They knew they had Wanyeri. They're not surprises, right? Did Arsenal not know they had these players? They went and shopped out money for Calafuri. Bought him in. Even though they knew they had someone that can play a multiple role.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
Then you got Wanyeri and you got Saka. Waited for Saka to limp off. How obvious do you have to make it that you're hurting? Take him off. But no, carried on playing.
I said it time ago.
Saka is the boy that cried wolf.
Yeah.
Because he kept limping and we knew nothing was wrong. And then one day, it was wrong.
Then one day,
Everyone that's played football, you play football.
To a low level.
But you see certain times, yeah, see some players like, I'm one of them, yeah? When you play football, after a game, everyone says, why are you limping? Is this how I walk after? You know what I'm saying? Just running.
You just walk like that?
Yeah, after a game, for a bit, I just limp. My knees kind of...
You saw no red flags with it. You know, you said...
It happens,
you saw no red flags.
Yellow card, man. Honestly, yellow card.
Where's the...
What the f*** was that?
Wait, you're like Saka.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Wait, Harry,
hold that. I'm an athlete, yeah?
Athlete.
You can't even say athlete, bro.
Athlete. I'm an athlete, yeah? Wait, man. Can I speak,
please? Why are you talking about Luke?
You can't.
Lads, I'm gonna, I've got to say him.
Hey, Harry.
Wait.
Stay in the room.
Stop him, please.
Yeah, intervention.
So look, this is what I'm saying. I've been saying it about Saka. You remember when they work him to the, like he gets subbed off 92nd minute. Game's 4-0. They sub him off 92nd minute. You don't like give...
How is he their main man as well? It don't make no sense. You got basically the English Antonio Valencia as their main man.
You said that, no, hang about. He said this before and they got onto
it. Valencia. He's the same player. He's the same player, bro. Whoa.
Wait, let me think.
Are they not the same player?
Go for it, Dan.
Are they not the same player?
Cola, I'm with you. Like,
are they not the same? Antonio Valencia better, bro. What are you on about? They're the same player, bro.
Well, it's watch one, it. One plays on the other side. It's hard for me to... Antonio Valencia...
They're both right wingers right now.
Yeah, I know. But let's be honest. Valencia was a right back.
Remember Valencia mashing up Bayern Munich?
Yeah, I know. But he is a right back playing at
hold
right
on,
wing.
Hold on, lads. Hold on.
Yeah, bro. He's the same. Industrious.
And he's their main man. Odegaard's playing... Because there's no striker there.
Wait, Maguire, go on. Harry.
I'm actually the main man at Manchester United. And I think we should have some respect for Arsenal because they've actually got to a semi-final in a better Champions League tournament than we have. And our ex-captain, Rio Ferdinand, he actually said that he'd be ashamed if he played in Europa League.
Bro, you've got to change my times.
He's actually changed my times.
Hey.
Hold on. You've got Prats here, like Adam McCullough. Yeah. He doesn't know nothing. Yeah. Talking. Antonio Valencia?
Yeah.
You're not even the same foot, mate.
But where are you from? South Yorkshire.
I think he's from Sheffield.
Who is he? Oh, Maguire's from South Yorkshire.
Man, them. What we're not going to do is get distracted by this. Yeah. This is an intervention, bro. I'm telling you now.
Look, yeah? he made a good point, KG, right? And we made it off screen as well. And I want to put this out there. It's not my point, but I kind of agree. And if Lippy was here, he would agree as well. Saka, as good as he is, and I rate the boy. That's what I'm saying. I don't want no one to, I don't rate him. And I rate him even more as a human. So if he ever sees this, I want him to know this is not like-
You don't know him, bro.
Trust me, I love the kid. I love him. He moves with Dex and that. I love him, yeah? But this ain't what I'm saying. I think the Arsenal fan, the club, they've positioned him as the main man. And he's not that guy. He's a great player. He's an 8-7 always, every week. He's consistent. He's amazing, right?
Like who?
That's not Valencia.
Like Antonio
Let me land. He's their mate.
But he shouldn't be. That's why they're not winning nothing.
But that's what football's become now. I look at Chelsea and we have a similar-ish problem. Like
Cole Palmer.
Whatever the main man is, isn't somebody that would have been the main man 15 years ago. Mm. And
Adam said he's like a Valencia, but I found the person who
No,
he's
you're wrong.
Like,
we heard you.
No. You know why he's that? Because Malouda was so good for Chelsea. Yeah?
Malouda's better.
Wait. But Malouda, he wasn't Chelsea's main guy. So Saka could be in the Arsenal system and they could be, but he doesn't. He need to be like the third main guy, fourth main guy for that
this team, is part of a team.
To be to go on to be better. For him to be number one is why, and Odegaard number two is why they are where they
also
are.
Also, they turned into like a long throws, crosses into the box at the big man. Like, what's going on?
I tell you
why
I respect that, because Arsenal were always known for being fassies. Yeah, man, Stoke, Britannia, they've adopted that and they've become a little bit of that. So I
but
like
gone
the fact
too
that
far.
They've gone too far. Do you know what it is? They're trying to find the answer and they just
man them.
It's over.
We know Jova. That's the issue. The fact that we know the set piece man is serious. And the fact that as soon as anything, bro, Champions League game, and they're scanning to that man. And then after, they're doing, all that was missing was the towel for the Rui de la Fro, bro.
Yeah.
Didn't mention it, just put the towel on it and went, whoom.
I respect it, though. I actually
got a little ball
that.
Boy throwing him the ball quick. When they're putting Muriel's on.
That's real. That's real. The Muriel's real.
You just said the Little Mermaid, bro.
I thought it was
Tifo.
What, the cannon?
No, the mural for this Yova guy.
Yeah,
so if you're walking through, yeah, he's got his own wall.
Wait.
Bro, it's a mess.
Steve McLaren, he went to trouble.
You see the universe here, and the power of
talk about
of talking. You can't do certain things and win prems. You can't make your set piece coach
public and give him a mural and win the league. Yeah. Universe won't allow it.
I feel like Arsenal have conceded bare free kicks. But I mean, not bare free kicks, bare goals from set pieces.
He's an attacking set piece, man.
Oh,
he's an attacking minded one then.
This is crazy.
He's an attack-minded set-piece coach.
Back to the point you were making about the main players, I think it's the age thing, man. I feel like the football's a young man's game. Yeah. And the players are getting younger and younger. So now they're relying on 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds. They don't have big men in the change room.
But is it? But should it be a young man's game?
No.
We get it, yeah? These kids are like, they're not going to get DOMS and lactic acid build up and all of that. We get it. But do they have enough life experience to win leagues?
No.
If you're looking at the average age of a league-winning team, it's probably somewhere still around 27.
Hey, but they're malleable. Yeah. They're malleable. So these managers, these tyrants like Arteta's can come in and bully man and tell them exactly what to do and play the game for them.
Yes.
And you're not going to have a big man that's going to come out and be like, nah, nah, nah.
That sounds like an intervention.
Now we're intervening.
That is facts.
You know what? I'm happy to relinquish my space.
Wait, boys.
Bro, I'm happy to relinquish my space, bro.
Hey, come with that. He's coming the shank.
Hey, the prison one.
Security
prison
shank.
That guy's toothbrush.
I'm gonna break it, sharpen all them ting there. Now you lot are killing us. You know what though,
right,
boys?
Go on. So you've heard some stuff there. Like we didn't even touch.
Do you know what it is? Brother. Do you know what it is? Shall I be really real?
Wait, go on.
Shall I be really, really real? I think some members of the Arsenal staff, they need to hear things along them lines. You understand? I think it's about time we stop swatting away the criticism from outside. It's football at the end of the day. Everyone knows ball. It's not rocket science. It's been going on for too long. I could talk about Arteta already. It's happened before even my man. You understand? So I think, even though you lot took it too far, you took it too far.
I'll tell you what it is. Yeah. I personally am quite like, I'm upset for Arsenal. Like, I don't like Arsenal, but this team has played very well for 2-3 years now and have been knocking on the door, and now their manager's in a dress.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Nah, in a skirt. A wedding dress.
It's a dress. Bridesmaids don't wear skirts, they wear dresses.
I thought you just got invited. Bridesmaid. You weren't even a bridesmaid this time.
Bridesmaid's me.
Just got invited.
The bridesmaid's just a brethren that ain't ever gonna get married so she can wear a dress today.
It's mad.
What are you saying? Arteta wore his Jordans to catch the bouquet.
It's bottom line, Arsenal won't win the league for a while now. Unless something mad happens and everyone else falls off mad. They've still done pretty well this season because they've been poor-ish towards the end and they're still second. And no one's not really going to catch them. Even though we're a few points off everyone, no one's going to catch them because no one can be bothered.
You know it is? I'm an Arsenal fan, so of course I've come here with a stat that's going to make us seem better than we really are. And in the last three seasons, Man City have accumulated 245 points. Arsenal have accumulated 241 points.
Second again.
Liverpool have accumulated 232. Newcastle have 197. United have 12. I don't know why. Adam,
you know who used to get ripped for like this? Tottenham fans, bro.
Yeah.
That's how you move them right now.
And why just three seasons? Like, I guarantee if you put one more season on there,
it's mad. But all of a sudden, it's like, cool, all those points. Almost every other team on that list has something to show for it.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card?
keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Except for Arsenal.
Makes it bad.
Everyone. Let's have, is that true? They have?
Yeah, Newcastle.
No, let's have it right. For us to have got more points than Liverpool in the last 3 seasons and you lot have finished how many points above us? This it's gonna be close to 20, bro.
12
it's
at the moment.
12?
That's 13. Deceptive though, because they had one real, real bad 12. Season
we had a
with
bad
Klopp
season
in it.
Though. Yeah. Remember,
had one real bad one.
When we finished fourth, and we finished third.
2 seasons before now, we've accumulated higher points. It's been, I'm sure it's been over 85 yeah, points. Like so again, to have nothing for that. Even Newcastle got a little piece of
it. It basically makes it so that it's the same old Arsenal.
Yeah, very Arsenal.
It's just that this Arsenal,
something has to change,
this man. Arsenal is better, but it's still the end, the same end result. Yeah. Nothing.
It's just, nothing. This is fooling you, man. There's one more season on there. You lot are fourth on that list.
Has Arteta taken you too far?
What needs to change?
Can he win one of the big ones?
I think he can, bro. Because the only reason I think it's mad to not think so, I understand if you don't think he can, but I just think we're so close, innit? It's a couple things. If he just wakes up one morning in the summer and goes, actually, Jesus, Havertz, I got it wrong, boys. You need help. You get me? It could happen.
Is that the main thing here? Because Arsenal have signed one number nine in 7 years, bro. Mm-hmm.
And 750 mil spent.
I don't think it's the Sorry, boys. I was mad. Acting like loons right now.
What? Calm down.
This was you last time.
All right, so one time, you know, it's the first, it's just only time ever. I get it. And I said that. I said the next week.
You can't say one time. All right. And when you're eating again. All right.
So that didn't happen. Ready? Boys, you know what it is? I don't think it's so much they need a striker, but we can get into that. But for me, it's not like that player. It's more the identity of the player. Like I heard Chelsea are going to start signing some older players, right? Is it?
Finally, yeah.
Okay. I think, like we said earlier, I think Arsenal need to do that. And then the manager, which I don't know if it's going to happen, he needs to drop his ego a bit and allow some of these elder players in the team that hopefully he brings in to actually guide him. Like Xhaka did. I think Xhaka was that for him.
Yeah.
And he allowed that. They ended up getting that relationship and it really drove them. If you would have had a younger Xhaka, just a little bit younger, that he could go on for, they would have kept him. And he would have worked for them. I think he needs another one of them.
I think, like, you're right, yeah, but I think the positions that they need players in, yeah, like the young players, that they're young player positions. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you want a quick forward. You want a, do you know what I'm saying? Mobile, a left winger. That's what they need, innit? You know what I'm saying, innit?
Yeah.
Declan Rice is an older player, innit?
Like they got Jorginho.
He plays like an older player.
But he behaves like one as well. He's probably one of
But he's never been. That's his first. You see how he talked after his first Champions League. Like this is all new. You need someone that's been there.
Yeah,
you don't even need to play though.
It's not even maybe the age. It's the
experience,
and the finished article.
Yeah.
Not players that are going to be amazing in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Ones that are microwave. Ready.
You need man that they can look up to.
But that's what I'm saying. What ain't Partey that? Ain't Rice that?
You can't look up to Thomas Partey.
He's coming
bro.
From Atletico Madrid, bro. He's won there, ain't he? Won the league, La Liga.
So for instance, I know it's a long shot. It's the completely the other end of the spectrum. City went and got Haaland. You know what you're getting when we buy Marino, Calafiori. Right? It's like yeah, decent players,
though.
But it's like I can't remember the last time. Maybe Declan Rice is. Arguably that, but I can't remember the last time we buy players that are going to come in and we know exactly what they're going to do. It's always some kind of experiment.
The problem
is it going to work?
Those players cost so much money now. Like everyone knew what Caicedo is.
Mm.
And because of that, it was 105 million. And that's the problem.
That doesn't cost 105 million.
No, but I know, but what I'm saying is in general, when you're buying someone that's proven, there is no surprise on them. You can't get them on a bargain anymore.
But the maybes are 60, bro.
Yeah.
That Zubimendi, 60. Havertz, 60.
You might have to wait for like a World Cup tournament and take a risk on
but
a
that's
tournament.
That's inflation,
player.
And 60 is not the 60 we think it was. It's not. Like when people say, "Oh, Haaland,"
everyone should be queuing up for Osimhen, man.
Yeah.
It's like his stocks
too
lower.
Risky.
Now, but you know how you're saying the ready-made players are going to cost money because his stocks a little bit lower because he left Napoli. You're getting for cheap.
Nah,
bro.
That's a.
I'd rather him than Gyökeres.
I think there's a couple no-brainer players out there, even in the league, that I don't understand. I think both of the wide men at Brentford, Mbeumo and Wissa, yeah. I think Ollie Watkins.
Minamoto? Would you have him?
Minamoto?
Bro, you're moving.
Mitoma.
Those
Mitoma.
These signings. Sorry, boys. These signings are going to take you there. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fact, I think Ollie Watkins is one that could make sense.
Because you see what...
Ollie's clever.
Dan, you watch football, bro. We've seen Unai Emery take a broken Marcus Rashford and put him ahead of him. So he sees something. Big, I thought, oh, he's just doing it for some games. No, big games.
I agree
Rashford's
you.
Up top.
I agree with what you say there, but that could be because he knows Watkins ain't going to be there next year.
Yeah.
And but I do agree with what you're saying.
They don't have the kind of, like, we need a player, yeah, that isn't like any other player in our system, innit? That's why as much as Jokeres looks weird in that, I wouldn't mind that kind of a guy that's just free of what we're doing, innit? That's
going to break the ball. Go get out the press, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jonathan David, bro.
Nah, yeah, that's
Nunes.
Go get
from Liverpool.
Nunes off Liverpool.
Yeah, but you see those kind of players. Jonathan, do you know how frustrating David. They would... Those kind of players would be so frustrating Jonathan for David. Arsenal who want to have a lot of control of the match. Nunes turns games into basketball matches.
No, he don't.
Like, yeah, he does. No, he yes, he does. No, what do you mean don't. He's a nutcase?
No, he don't.
It's a nutcase, man. Yeah,
that's he why he was great
he
for
might
Klopp,
get he might get loose change out of a defender and he might run them and be brave.
No,
but I'm talking,
Dan, you're mugging.
Bro, we're talking about Arsenal who kind of pin teams back. They make the pitch half the size that it needs to be just because they're Arsenal. They want their defenders on the halfway line. Like, Nunes is not doing anything in the Arsenal team.
Yeah,
nothing.
I don't think so.
I don't think we'll sell to them anyway. We're not that type of team. We're not them. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We're not them. You can't get what you need from us. Go somewhere else.
Right, let me ask you this then. So, do you think it's mad that in the last 7 seasons, Arsenal have only signed one number 9.
It's insane.
Like, no matter what team you are, that's mental. Whether you need it or not, that's crazy.
Think about the number that is £750 million. Pounds.
They spent that?
Yes. 4 left backs.
They've been screaming for a striker for time.
4 left backs is mad.
Arguably, we had to spend that dough to be here. To
4
play.
Left backs.
Just no, but
not,
bro,
not summer,
we can play games. Yeah.
They just don't listen, do they? Look, see?
What do you mean we don't listen?
Just,
we are.
We're just telling
we
you
though.
One, like, you're like we had to. Like,
I'm not trying
like,
to take the piss, yeah? Any of your teams come 8th next year, it's a great improvement because of any prick you've bought. But we're second again. So I hear what you lot are saying, but it's at the because again, that's not about. That's leaving the striker conversation, that 750 thing. And I'm saying, maybe not the full 750, but we spent dough to get us here. And I think the position we're in now, spend that extra little piece of dough, get a killer, and it'll make it easier for what we're trying to do.
All right.
I'm not saying
we're
going
to win. Is
it
just a killer though? Just because I'm sure we did an episode where it's just like, one, a striker doesn't fix Arsenal. You need a couple older players and you need to be able to prepare for the rainy, because they're coming. Someone's limping off. There's going to one or two injuries and all of a sudden it's not Arsenal. No.
Bro, our top scorer has like 16 league goals. You don't win the league with those numbers. Facts.
Who's got 16?
Not now. The last two seasons we were good. Now it's like 11 or something.
Think about it.
If that.
Shocking.
See, 9 league goals. And we're second, bro.
And it's Havertz.
Havertz.
See? You understand what I'm trying to say, bro?
It's a bad... So going back...
And the guy don't buy strikers.
And this is just a little bit. We're not going to stay on this and just calm down when I say this. Does that not suggest in everything that we just keep saying that this league is not great right now?
Have Chelsea had a good league season?
No.
They won the same amount of games as them.
Yeah, I know. But neither have they.
No, you've won the same amount as Arsenal.
We've had a bad season as well.
But exactly. Arsenal going on like...
Yeah.
We're it's not.
Just, how it's just... We? You said we've seen it, we're second, you've pointed at all us lot.
Adam, that... Remember, their standards are a little bit here because for the last 20 years, they've not won anything major. So that their standards are here, whereas we know we're meaty. And we know that even if we won against Newcastle, we could be in third place right now and it'll paper over cracks. We are meaty for what Chelsea really are. Arsenal are happy with where they are because they've been meaty for 20 years.
They're not happy.
I heard they're bigger than Real Madrid.
Yeah.
When you say, I need to know who they are, they, them, who are they? Who are they? The youths that you're saying that say these things. If you get up a picture of these youths, we won't have to say anything.
I hear that.
I would just look at the youth.
I can get you a picture.
We're talking about the whole Arsenal fan base as a whole. You're trying to make it personal to try and say, yo, take me out of it.
No, I'm not. I'm
bro,
not saying that.
You all go I'm down. Just saying... It's a Rico. Yeah. Yeah. You're a blood, and there's a blood's Rico. If you hang around with Young Thug, right? You went down with Young Thug's Rico. You're Young Thug's Arsenal, and you're all with it.
You just said, if man kick ball, their opinion means
you're
more.
You're being like Gunner right now.
Do you think... what, snitching?
You're getting that.
Bro, it's as simple as this. I play football, innit? I understand the game, innit? Bare these Arsenal fans, they can't even run. Yeah? It's the truth, though. So I can't listen to man.
He's there pointing.
It's the truth, though. Man.
See what I told you? No.
Yeah. I swear this don got relegated this season.
Who?
Didn't he get relegated? Oh, you're talking about football. You got relegated, bro.
Who did you play for?
You got relegated. Did you not get relegated? You got relegated. And you got injured in the same game you got relegated
how
in as
how
well.
How long did it take you to run past
me? He went injured, bro. He didn't want to be on the pitch when the final whistle went.
How long did
bro,
it take for you to run 5K?
I will intervene, bro. What you're not going to do today is...
How long? Answer the question.
It took me a long time. I still need your time.
Don't say
you
word.
Look. It
don't
took me
37
You're a dickhead. You're a dickhead.
Longer
it took me 32
standards.
Minutes for a 5K. 32 minutes. Why are you doing that? Why?
My bad, bro?
My
bad, plan.
If we're intervening, bro.
So yeah, for real.
The man them need help. You said the right thing. He's on the Rico
what did
charge
he say?
As well.
What did he say?
He said that you should be getting down with the rest of the Arsenal fans, bro. Absolutely, bro. You can't move yourself out of this. You, Poet, everyone was talking wicked at this table before. And then all of a sudden, you man are humble now. Why? Where's the
humble? Why aren't you
even
humble?
Even that PSG thing when you were talking, Real Madrid, do you see how they acted in the Real Madrid episode? Do you see the date? After the Real Madrid episode, you couldn't tell
how
them nothing. Declan Rice this. This is what happened. And then now all of a sudden now, you man are gone back into your quiet selves waiting to recharge for next season.
Yeah.
Dickheads. Yeah. We're here for you, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you're here. Okay.
Let me come in. Let me replicate the energy, brother. I swear to God, because I've been dealing with you Arsenal fans all
talk
season, right? And I just want to say, we're here now with your team, maybe not even finishing second, right? I don't want to hear nothing because you lot have been saying you're the best all year. You lot have been gassed. So just right now, what have you got to say now with your dead team?
It should only be a my bad.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's
got all Arsenal fans.
It's a my bad, innit? Cool. It's a my bad. But if you are 15th, 16th, and
17th... Forget about us.
Nah.
Forget about us. It's about Arsenal.
What do you mean it's not? I've heard you mention Klopp. This man, brother,
I ain't mentioned
this
manager.
Is football. This is football, bro.
This is Chris Moltisanti when he starts saying, yo, Sil, you be f***ing everything that moves in there.
No, this is like when you apologise, but then you put the...
I thought, bro, no, this is what it's like.
I wouldn't have done it
like.
If it weren't...
But if you never done...
You man drink too.
They got you.
Man's in the military hospital right now.
Yes.
I'm in here. I got a little flesh rune.
But you're seeing man
the
with no legs.
With no legs and that is trying to tell you how to pattern on the field. He's pointing at me with his shoulders. He's saying, you.
You don't want this.
But listen, yeah, Lippy, yeah. What you're saying is true, but also you'll be a fool not to listen to the man with no legs and how to move on.
Because he's
on,
been
on
blown
the,
up.
On the battlefield.
He's been
you'll
blown
be
up.
You'll be a fool. Because you know what? You'll be in his bed next week.
Yeah. Back on
that's
that.
What's happening.
Yo, pause that one. That's what you should have
made your point.
I love her though. Love her, man.
Love her, man.
Love her, man.
You're saying you'll be in his bed next week.
He will.
Crazy. You know you're going to be
you
in his bed next week.
You pause stuff that didn't need pause, bro.
I pause stuff regarding me.
You know what? We did it for United. So I want to go around the table as the Arsenal board right now for the closing segment of the show. And I want to speak to my board about a signing each.
Am I on the board?
We're all on the board. Jeez. I don't want to hear the same players.
Okay.
Yeah, I am Jamal Kroenke.
Jamal Kroenke is crazy.
Jamal.
Married in.
Kroenke.
We say
he, I'm married in. Yeah?
Married in.
I took the daughter's surname because it's butter. Yeah. Yeah,
I respect that. Millions.
Got to climb the ladder in different ways.
Millionaire.
Yeah, so you know what? See, no matter where I start, I got to start. I got United fans on the board. But you know what? We'll start with our guest. I know you get to have the final say, bro.
Yeah, you got final.
I said it already. Go get Osimhen, man. I said that to every English team. go get us. If you haven't got a striker, go get him. Chelsea, Man United, Arsenal, whoever, go get him. He's there, he's ready.
Jesus Christ, bro. You paid off the table. Paid off the table, man.
So, why is the sound, though? The sound was excessive, bro.
Bro, why is this?
You see the switch?
That was a Lion King team tomorrow.
You went crazy.
I was baffed. Because you went, you tried to get that, the juice out.
All right. Sorry. All right.
Give us a signing. Realistic. He said, Osimhen, that's really, I don't want to hear Messi or anyone. Let's go.
I really believe, and I'm going to get his name wrong, but it's the striker that's at Dortmund, Guirassy.
Guizzi is crazy. Grizzy. But we're gonna.
I believe, and I know he's probably 28, 29, probably 29. But I think again, you bring him in, a mature man, big, strong, quick, can finish either foot, head. The guy is a player. Go and get him for two seasons, but you wouldn't have to pay as much. You wouldn't have to go to 100 million.
Wouldn't be premium.
You could probably
price.
Get him for 60. So I think it's still something that fits in your price range.
Do you reckon he's ready to go in that change room and hear bare drill music?
I don't know, but for 60 million.
Hear what?
Bare drill music.
Chef man down there, what's up, and what?
Probably though. He's only 29, bro.
Yeah, but these men are at 17.
Nah, but Arsenal ain't got bare drillers in there.
They got young man, bro.
Right, he could be your son at 29.
He could be our son then.
What?
Hey, lava man. Lava man.
You're on fire.
He's on fire. You're on fire, bro.
Bro.
I meant either or, bro. We're carrying on.
I'm Jamal Kroenke. It's a conflict of interest for me to pick signing, so... You going over to you, Dan.
I'm actually like being like honest. I genuinely think Ollie Watkins is ready for the step up.
I think
he fits Arsenal. Brilliant. I think he knows the league.
Didn't they offer 60 in January?
Yeah, exactly. It's not going to be less.
Cheaper this
summer. It will be cheaper. Of course it will be.
Why? Is he contracted?
Yeah.
Contract low?
Yeah, but as in it's not no like mad contract.
Arsenal give a lot of their players that they sign add-ons. It's like if we win the league, if we win the Champions League.
That's how you get them.
No, they're not going to pay them out.
Yeah, that's how you get them.
That's how they're balanced.
I think only Watkins is the exact same as Jesus.
He's better than Jesus because he's just available.
Yeah, me, I'd say, they got to think out the box. Do you know what I'm saying? 750 million, right? Doesn't like buying strikers. So I say buy a left back, DeMarco. Yeah, buy another one, man. F*** it. He had five on. Let's get another one, man. Let's have another left back on. Yeah, DeMarco, we know.
Jamal boy into this meeting to do that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
27.
Buy another one.
Get him off the board, man.
Buy another left back and then sell the others and then try and make some money. And buy right back.
see when I do this boardroom stuff, I imagine everyone wearing suit and tie. I just see him in those clothes. You are in a tracksuit, just sitting there trying to govern. What was that, man? You can't see the
left back.
DeMarco's good. 27 years old.
No, but you said how old he looks.
Yeah, no, yeah. But you know this.
Don't do the hairline.
Bring the face in there. Bring the
All right, so DeMarco, go on.
DeMarco's decent though. Good player.
Obviously the obvious one's Gyökeres, but then we said that many a time. There's a player that you should bring in. I think Man United should look at. Mbeumo, in our final year of his contract. You need something else that's gonna Saka gets tired at times. Yeah. Give him a rest. At least you can play more games. Oh, thank you, big man. You can play, and he can play. He can play. That's what I'm saying. Final year of his contract. Final year of his contract as well. So he should be a cheaper deal.
I want to point out, Mbeumo scored 18 league goals for Brentford this season. Saka has not scored that amount of league goals in his career so far.
I'm gonna say this.
He's a serious player, bro.
The Rico's getting lifted.
I'm on roll.
Yo, the Rico's getting lifted, man. Right,
boys. Obviously, big up Adam McCullough coming down. Arsenal intervention. You already know that's filthy family.
Filthy forever.
Wicked. And I wish I'd never
said it. Man said wicked.
I should have said it before. I just wanted to say on a whole though, that's how we bring the realness back. And that is, look, man, Arsenal, from where they was a few years back to where they are now, have done quality, right? Again, my thing is, no, it's not like they've done quality. They've pushed, they've made City play how they are. They make these teams play at their best because Arsenal, they make these teams play at their best, right? But what we're saying is, during the season, when you lot do the whole, injury thing. Then we find out it's injuries in Dubai. You lot are overtraining. You lot are getting pictures of your set piece taker. This, that, like, it's a bit of a circus. It's a bit of a, like, all eyes on me. And I think the best teams, yeah.
Who was that?
You got Tourette's.
I think the best teams move in silence. Like, you know what I mean? That's all.
The best teams.
Yeah, man. Silence. Like, you don't know what's happening behind closed doors. You don't know
nothing. Chelsea used to be like that, you know. Chelsea were like that. We'd let you know make all the noise.
Have they still got the dog? Have they still got the dog could win? And that's it, mate. So everyone, make sure you sign up to the Patreon. Yeah, sign up early, get early access. Go on, do it.
Like, comment, share, and subscribe.
Yeah, like, comment, share, subscribe. Patreon for the early access.
Yes,
sign up.
Done. No, filthy live.
Go and watch the rest of the show.
Liverpool champions, 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 champions.
West Ham above Man United, Tottenham.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No!